Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah Series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Norma Mintz, and today we are studying Elokai Neshama. At first glance, the Tefillah of Elokai Neshama may seem redundant following Modeh Ani. In Modeh Ani, we thank Hashem, our King, for returning our souls to us that morning. And in Elokai Neshama, we find the same. In fact, in Gemara Brachot 60b, and even in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the opinion that one should say the Tefillah of Elokai Neshama upon awakening. Halachically, as explained in the Kesef Mishnah Hilchot Tefillah Uberkat Kohanim 7:3, it was decided that it is preferable to say Modeh Ani, since it does not have Hashem's name in it, in contrast to Elokai Neshama, and since we say this statement immediately upon awakening, and even before we wash our hands, it is better to avoid saying Shem Hashem, the name of God, at that time. This is brought as Halacha L'maaseh in the Mishnah Berura on Orach Chaim 1:8, and yet Elokai Neshama still does have a place in our Tefillah. So what additional meaning does it have? In Olat Re'aya, Rav Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook's commentary on the Sidur, Rav Cook spends considerable time explaining the importance of a person's neshama. He explains that tefillah is actually the natural, constant state of our neshamot, as they connect to the Creator that originally breathed life into the body of Adam in the second parak of Bereshit in the seventh pasuk. V'yipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, v'yihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. That God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. Accordingly, the action that we perform of tefillah is the practical manifestation of this state. Rav Cook compares this act to a flower whose petals open to receive its morning dew. So we are best opening ourselves and aligning ourselves with the will of our inner neshamot when we turn to God in prayer. This is a particularly powerful act as we use tefillah as a means to cling to Hashem, the source of life for all of the souls in the world. Through our personal tefillot, we align ourselves with all other souls, which also turn to Hashem, their Creator, for connection. In that regard, the first word of our tefillah is especially meaningful. Elokai, my God. It is not often that we turn to Hashem and call to Him from an individual voice. And Rav Cook therefore calls this moment a kriya kdosha, a sacred declaration. Neshama, shenatata bi tohorahi. The soul that you placed within me is pure. Now, in contrast to some Christian understandings of the nature of humankind, which characterize our existence as mired in sin from the moment our lives begin, we see our soul as inherently pure and God-seeking. As we call out Elokai, our neshama is bridging ourselves that strive always towards connecting to Hashem due to the very nature of a neshama, and ourselves that are personal and individual. The tefillah continues, Ata barata, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi. With these three statements, we learn about the different aspects of our souls. First, God, you created it. You created my neshama. Hashem, the source of all that is pure and light and perfect, created our neshamot. Second, God, you formed it. Atayat sharta. Here, Rav Cook delineates the structural components of our neshamot. Our creativity, logic, longings, kindness, emotion, our sense of order and justice and more. All of these, not just the general spiritual idea of a neshama, were fashioned through Hashem's goodness and heavenly light. Finally, Hashem, you breathed into me. Rav Cook asserts that Hashem's breathing life into us, as we saw in Bereshit earlier, serves as the source for two tendencies within us. First, the thirst to reconnect with Him, the source of our life. And second, perhaps more surprisingly, God's breath of life gives reason for the strong force of energy that exists within us, even in matters of the physical and the mundane. When we may at times struggle with physical and material matters, even this tendency is rooted in the intensity of our divine origin. Va'ata meshamra bikirbi, and you safeguard it within me. While one might expect our neshama to lose its power or its purity through its adjoining with our physical selves, Hashem maintains the original strength. Va'ata ati litla mimeni, v'lachazira bi la'ati lavo, and eventually you will take it from me and restore it to me in time to come. In this statement, Rav Cook understands that we are recognizing that, due to their pure and metaphysical nature, our souls must necessarily leave this imperfect, debased physical world upon their completion of their initial goals in our lifetimes. However, when we reach the time of Mashiach, the elevated and godly world will be the setting for our souls to reunite permanently to our bodies once again. Kol zaman shehaneshama bekirbi, modeh ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avotai, ribon kol ha'ma'asim, adon kol haneshamot. As long as the soul is within me, I gratefully thank you, Hashem, my God, and the God of my forefathers, master of all works, Lord of all souls. With these words, including the familiar Modeh Ani phrasing, we turn to Hashem and we express our gratitude for every moment that our spiritual neshama is adjoined with our physical bodies as a means of actualizing the light of our neshamot. And finally, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachazir Neshamot Lifkarim Meitim. Blessed are you, God, who restores souls to dead bodies. With the limitations of our physical selves, including our need for sleep, we are unable to continuously build upon the state of holiness and closeness that our neshama strives to achieve. Thus, sleep is, in the description of the Talmud, a miniature form of death. As such, we conclude with the gratitude to Hashem for reunion of body and soul that morning, with the chance to further actualize the potential of our neshamot. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.